Rabbi Dr. Raphael Goldstein is with the Neshama Association of Jewish Chaplains in Miami. He sees prayer as a starting point.
I think the thoughts and prayers thing is appropriate for people to say that they're opening their hearts and their minds to see comfort happening for the people who have been affected.
Goldstein says the next step is to have government act, and that people of different faith backgrounds now have the opportunity to lead together and inspire change.
I would love to be able to say that we could pray it away. Mm-hmm. The world doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way.
Reverend Darrell Watkins is from Sunshine Cathedral in Fort Lauderdale.
Of course, we are people of prayer. But when prayer becomes an excuse to not do anything, then that isn't true prayer. And it does cheapen the meaning of prayer. And it even becomes part of the problem.
Watkins says that because religious leaders have a platform to be heard, they should take advantage of it.
Religious leaders need to re-embrace their prophetic tradition. We need to speak truth to power.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students have turned their grief into activism with the Never Again hashtag. Watkins and Goldstein say faith communities should follow this example. I'm Odalis Garcia in Miami.